www.mythicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. It is bitterly cold again this morning, from here in New York all the way out to Oregon, where an ice storm has triggered treacherous conditions, and there's no end in sight to the misery. Meteorologist Samantha Moore checks in from the Weather Channel.
As we head towards the weekend, another blast of cold air is going to move on in. We're going to see reinforcing frigid conditions once again across the eastern two-thirds of the nation.
Fire officials in Portland say two adults and a teenager were electrocuted and died. A baby was injured when a live power line fell on their parked car. Power still out in Oregon to more than 41,000 homes and businesses. It's a chilly 10 degrees right now in the capital of New Hampshire, where Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis are looking for ways to make breakthroughs ahead of next week's primary. CBS's Jared Hill.
Former President Trump taking direct aim at Nikki Haley, his closest competition in recent polls.
If she wins, Biden wins.
Chaos follows him. And y'all know I'm right.
New Hampshire's Republican governor backed Haley's claim that the Granite State is a two-person race.
It's a one-on-one race, Haley versus Trump.
Earlier in the day, a judge admonished Mr. Trump over a courtroom outburst during his defamation trial in New York. The Indian Navy says it's rescued the crew of a U.S.-owned ship in the Gulf of Aden after yet another attack by Houthi rebels. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
The Houthis say one of their missiles made a direct hit on the container ship. India says all of the crew are safe now aboard an Indian warship. After the attack, the U.S. military launched more strikes on Houthi missiles in Yemen. Freight rates have more than doubled since last month because of the continuing Houthi attacks in the Red Sea.
Attorney General Merrick Garland met with families last night whose children were killed in the mass school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, ahead of a Justice Department report today on police response to the incident. Oscar Arona's son survived.
It was very positive. We look forward to seeing the report because we think it will validate a lot of our feelings already as to what transpired and what didn't transpire, what should have happened.
Officers waited 77 minutes to take down the gunman. New findings on the blues after heart problems.
Therapy is just as effective as antidepressants in treating depression in heart failure patients. Research by investigators at Cedars-Sinai found patients recovering from heart failure who tried therapy alone had the same benefit as patients who tried antidepressant medication alone. About half of all heart failure patients experience symptoms of depression.
CBS's Michael George. S&P futures are up 3. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republicans appear to have hit an impasse over legalizing medical marijuana. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu says creating state-run dispensaries is a non-starter. Assembly Speaker Robin Foss says he won't compromise to address Senate Republicans' concerns. Foss says the bill is the result of months of talks. Governor Evers says Republican senators were wrong to fire Public Service Commissioner Tyler Huebner. Senator Brad Paff was himself fired as acting Agriculture Secretary. He says Republicans are playing politics with the governor's appointments.
This rigid partisan ideology accomplishes nothing for the people of the state. And quite frankly, it just demonstrates to them that the government is broken and it does not work.
Republicans point out they've confirmed more than 480 of Evers' appointees. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks get clobbered in Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Just before the game between the Bucks and the Cavaliers, Giannis Antetokounmpo inactive due to a right shoulder contusion. Milwaukee only scoring 2 points in the first 6 minutes, losing to the Cavaliers by 40 points, 135-95. Head coach Adrian Griffin.
We have to learn from this. You have to. You can't continue to make these type of mental errors when the first, especially the start of the game. you know, the start of a game, which is, again, we dug ourselves in the hole, and this time we couldn't get out of it.
Up next, the Bucks play the worst team in basketball, the Pistons, in Detroit, Saturday afternoon. NFL, Mike McCarthy will remain the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. McCarthy has 1 year left on his contract there. The Packers held practice. They faced the 49ers Saturday night. How's defensive back Jaire Alexander doing with that sore ankle?
He's doing better. Just getting treatment and hopefully able to go.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 20 for a high this afternoon. Wind will be north at 5 to 15. We're keeping an eye on a system that'll bring light snow tonight into tomorrow. We're looking at about 1 to 2 inches of accumulation. Our low down to 10 tonight. Tomorrow, some blowing snow with a high of 19. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. Yeah! And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
We're very trusting of elevators. We're like, what is this, a casket on a string? Let's hop on. I don't know how it works, but if it shakes, we'll giggle. We giggle because we realize no one's driving the elevator. We're like, we're all gonna die. Should we press one of these buttons or climb through the trap door in the ceiling that leads to every Bruce Willis movie? What do we do? We also giggle because there's no talking on an elevator, right? You get on an empty elevator, you and a friend, and you're like, I'll tell you later. It's like a den of awkwardness. You just stand there like, are we supposed to kiss? What are we doing? It's very strange. Not as awkward as a stairwell. You ever been in an abandoned stairwell by yourself? You encounter strangers coming the other way. There's always that moment where you meet eyes, you're like, if you don't rape me, I won't rape you. What are you doing in this? What am I doing in this? Are we in an episode of Law and Order?
WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. Want to thank you for joining me here this morning. It's a Thursday morning. Yeah.
Sky cleared up. Day turned to bright. Closing both eyes. The head filled with light. Hard to remember the state I was in. It's time to enjoy and to leave. All I got to do is to love.
It's like springtime out there, doesn't it? I didn't have to wear my gloves this morning. I didn't need my hood either. It's 16 degrees in Racine. And when you think about it, that's almost 30 degrees warmer than it was the other day. Almost. So, that's not too bad. Partly sunny today with a high near 19. About 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight. It'll be that fluffy kind you can use as, you know, leaf blower to get off your sidewalks if you want. Lows around 12 tonight. Chance of snow tomorrow. Highs near 17. Sunny Saturday, highs 16. Sunny Sunday, highs 20. And all next week, highs in the mid to upper 30s. Expect rain. Hard to believe, huh? All right. Don't forget, Packers against the 49ers. Live from San Francisco, Saturday, 5 p.m. on WRJN Radio, home of the Green Bay Packers. Two more games to go for the Super Bowl. That's right. They win this one and next week, and they're in the Super Bowl.
think it's the divisional playoffs this week, right? Yeah. Behind me, all it's got to take is some.
It's 6:10 this morning. You have your cup of coffee with you? All right. Hey, this is interesting. This guy in Germany just broke a new world record by chugging a full cup of coffee in 3.12 seconds. It's hard to tell if it was still hot when he chugged it. A few sources claim it was, but Guinness, well, on their website, doesn't mention it has to be hot coffee. I think he would rip his throat out if it was hot coffee. The previous record was 3.17 seconds, so this guy beat it by 5/100ths of a second. A lot of people on Instagram say they can do it faster. Well, go ahead. Let's see. It's not that easy. I saw a guy on TV drink a beer. It seemed like less than 2 seconds. He just chugged the whole beer down, just opened his gullet and poured it down. I don't think it was a trick glass. I think he did it for real. All right, so you're having your coffee. How about cereal this morning? Taco Bell has their new cereal. It's based on their cinnamon twist desserts. You can't buy it, though. They're only giving away boxes this week to people who use Uber Eats to order Taco Bell breakfast in 6 cities, New York, L.A., Chicago, Miami, Dallas, and Atlanta. Do they put hot sauce on there? Their fire sauce? Fire sauce used to be their hottest sauce. Now they have Diablo. I buy Taco Bell hot sauce, or I buy Taco Bell fire sauce in the supermarket, you know, in the, because I love it so much, in the big jars. And for the holidays this year, my wife got me a jar of Diablo. Now, fire sauce is hot enough for me, but Diablo? My wife and I once went to a hot sauce tasting at the public library, Racine Public Library, of all places they had it. And they had all these hot sauces up there. They were disguised. You couldn't see because they had the labels covered up. And they had chips to dip the hot sauce in on the table. Plus gallons of milk in case you really started on fire. So the first few were okay. I got to number 8. And I couldn't put the fire out. I mean, I was ready to go to the hospital. Some other guy, too. We were both walking the walls. Literally. We got up out of our chairs. It was crawling the walls. It was so hot. And number 10 was just as bad. And you kept drinking the milk just to neutralize it. So afterwards, they took the labels off it. It turns out number 8 wasn't just a hot sauce. It was one made for cooking. It was meant to be diluted, not to just serve on chips. And that's why it was so hot. I don't know how the other people in the room, didn't bother them. And I like hot sauce, but that thing just burned me. It was terrible. All right. Feel old? The latest term that makes you sound older is typing BRB for Be Right Back. Young people claim they never use it because they're always online and don't need to. I like to be hip and happening. So I use it. No, I don't use it. Of course, hip and happening is a phrase you can't use anymore either. No, I don't use any of those. I don't use LOL. I don't use any of those phrases. I don't want to sound dated. I'm dated enough in life without using those. A new report claims wearing red when you fly can help your travel day go smoother and less anxiety-inducing. The idea is that airline staff may be more attentive to you because they see the red shirt or whatever you're wearing red. It might even give you more favorable treatment. Flight attendants might even give you a second bag of pretzels free. You never know. I think I mentioned this once before. My old boss, who just passed away about 2 months ago, he was paraplegic in a wheelchair. And he's been like that most of his life. And when we had to travel on business out to the West Coast or down to Greenville, South Carolina, to our head office, we had to, you know, travel him in that chair. And invariably, when he got on the plane, because it's a big ordeal to get somebody in a wheelchair on a plane, you have to transfer them to this skinny seat so they can get down the aisles, because wheelchairs won't go down the aisles. Then they get him in the seat, and Bill is such a calm person. Nothing gets him upset. Where I, on the other hand, you know, be careful with him. Hey, what, where is he? You know, because I get my eye on this guy, because he's very calm. So anyway, he invariably, when he was sitting down, we went to coach. They would say to him, would you feel more comfortable in first class? And he said, yes, but I'm traveling with this man over here. Oh, we'll move you both to first class. And this happened time and time again. So at the company, we all got together and said, we'll make Bill our corporate travel companion. We'll buy coach seats again, move it up to first class right away. My other story with Bill and that chair of his, we were going down to Greenville, South Carolina, and we were with our general manager. He's the station manager, and I was the program director. And we get to Greenville. We get off the plane, and Bill has to go last because they have to get that skinny chair down the aisle to get him out. And Bill's not coming out, and the lights shut off on the plane. They locked the door, and that's it. So we say, wait a second. You left Bill on the plane. Really? And they opened the door, and we ran with them. And there is Bill sitting in the dark. They locked him up. They never checked the plane to see if anybody was... It's supposed to check the plane. And he was just sitting there. And I said, why didn't you yell or anything? He says, I knew you guys would come get me. And Rich Washer, who we were with, started yelling in the terminal, screaming. How can you lock a human being up on a plane like that? I guess we weren't wearing red shirts. Maybe if we were wearing red shirts, that never would happen. He was screaming, and I said, let's calm down. He said, no, I won't calm down. And he was really upset, and Bill got up, and Bill was very calm about it all. I said, I can't believe you sat there and didn't say anything. I would have yelled, hey, I'm still on the plane. They would have heard you. He said, I know you guys would have come and gone. I know you were going to get me. Gee, I guess wearing red might have helped that. We had to travel all. I traveled to Chicago with him in that chair. I'm telling you, when I spoke at his funeral, it was all about him in that chair. I'll tell you another quick story with that chair. We were at the Consumer Electronics Show in Chicago, and I went with Terry Bawn, who just passed away about 2 years ago, too. He was our chief engineer here at WRJN and also at another station I worked at. And we went to the Consumer Electronics Show, and they wouldn't let us use the elevator to go up to the second floor where all the exhibits were. So we took the escalator up with Bill in the chair, and we just kind of held the back of the chair, and everything was good. And when we got to the top, the safety director from McCormick Place was there and told us, don't do that again. We told him the elevator, they wouldn't let us up. We just don't take the escalator again with that chair. Well, at the end of the day, we had to get back down. So we went down the escalator again. And I stood in the back and held the chair, and Terry stood in the front so we can lift the chair up. Now, you got to know those little claws. You know when you get to the bottom of the escalator, the steps disappear slowly. They sink down, little claws there. Well, Bill's chair, the front wheel, got stuck on one of those claws. Now, we're going to tell you it took about 2 seconds, 3 seconds, tops. But it felt like a year. Well, his chair got stuck, but the steps were still moving, and it was packed. And I was forced to, my whole body was laying on Bill. His chair turned around facing us. Terry's trying to rip the chair out. And people are getting on my back. Finally, we got the chair out. And you can see people were upset. And what do you know? The safety director was there and said, get out. You guys aren't allowed back in again. I said, okay. Bill and that chair. For 10 years, I had to deal with him and that chair. One day, I was doing mornings at the station. And it was snowing like a blizzard out there. And I look out the window, where's Bill? He should have been here by now. And I see his car, and I look out the window. This was at 7th of Wisconsin, which is now the Wells Fargo building. I look downstairs, and there's Bill in his chair outside covered in snow. He just got stuck. So I quick run down and get him out and warm him up. And then I had to go park his car, and he's got hand controls on the car, and tried driving with hand controls, and by accident I knocked the hand controls lever off the brake and gas pedal, and it was a mess when he tried to get home. Bill in that chair, let me tell you. Got tons more. I have stories that more of them. 619 WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here at Civic Media Station. Hometown Radio, refreshed.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
That song ain't gonna cut it. We're not gonna play that for now. All right. Anyway, good morning. 621 at WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here this morning. Career experts made a list of the worst mistakes you can make at a new job. You got a brand new job. Here's what you should not do. Pretend you know everything, even if you do. Being antisocial. Don't be shy and isolate yourself. Put yourself out there. Talk to people. Bad-mouthing your old job. People pick up on negativity real fast, and it makes a bad first impression. Try to be positive and treat your new job like a fresh start. Talking about how things were done better at your old job. Your new coworkers might start seeing you as an outsider instead of a new teammate. This one I found hard to believe. Remember Ed O'Neill from Modern Family? Also was Al Bundy on Married with Children. He was once offered a job in organized crime by a friend after he had been cut by the Pittsburgh Steelers in 1969. I never knew he was in the NFL. He was told he'd only have to do easy stuff to make good money. Ed's dad talked about it by asking him if he could handle doing time in prison. Ed's answer was a hard no, so he took off to New York, pursued an acting career, and of course the rest is history. He became Al Bundy. Well, this is terrifying. A man in Pennsylvania arrested after he jumped through a neighbor's window naked and confronted his neighbors saying, "I'm going to kill you." Well, he didn't, but he was arrested. Remember all the things you threw out as a kid? Comic books and all the toys you may have thrown out once you got too old and you aged out of them. Think about the comic books you threw out. Copy of The Amazing Spider-Man number 1 from March of 1963 was just auctioned off for a record-breaking $1.38 million. I must have thrown out dozens and dozens of comic books when I was a kid. Or my mother threw them out. And look what they're worth today. Some Tesla owners in Chicago were frustrated because they were unable to charge their cars in the extreme temperatures recently. One report said the charging stations are becoming car graveyards with dead robots. Yeah, that thing hasn't been perfected yet. I'm going to use gasoline until they perfect it. Probably not during my lifetime. All right, you know how some stores, they lock up certain items? Like if you go to an electronics store, the cell phones are locked up. Ink cartridges are locked up as well. Well, now Target and Walmart stores are locking up underwear. Apparently, they're being shoplifted. All right. Showbiz news, Lindsay Lohan earned a cool $500,000 for the cameo she made in Mean Girls. The new musical just came out. And Suzanne Summers' widower says paranormal things have begun to happen in their home since she passed away. He doesn't say like what, but I'd like to know. The key to marital happiness, how fast the wife stops being angry after arguments. Researchers found it didn't matter how fast or slow the husband got over the arguments. The wife's speed is really what determined the couple's happiness going forward. Now, that's good to know. I need that information. Here are a couple of secrets from a former UPS worker on how to make sure your package gets to where it's going. Don't bother writing fragile on it. Do disguise your box as a heartfelt gift you want it to handle You want to handle more carefully and never reuse boxes with old shipping stickers on them. Of course, you think that would make sense, but people still do it. Here are three ways to sleep at work without getting caught. Lie under your desk so it looks like you're plugging something in. Oh, that's good. Lean on one hand and put something in front of you so it looks like you're reading. Lean forward so you're face down. Hang one arm off the desk, put a piece of paper on the floor, and make it look like you're reaching down to grab something. But that's only good for a few seconds. I mean, you can't do that for a long period of time. Or you can do what George Costanza did on Seinfeld. Actually build a little bed thing underneath his desk. Remember that? He hired a guy to build a little sleeping nook under his desk when he worked for the New York Yankees. He had a shelf with an alarm clock, a pillow under there, and he used to sleep under there during the daytime. Scientists determined that the Spice Girls song Wannabe, remember that song, Wannabe, is the catchiest song of all time. To do it, they measure the average time it took people to recognize the song from its hook. Lou Bega's Mambo No. 2 was next, followed by Survivor's Eye of the Tiger. No, I don't think so. I don't think it's the catchiest song. If I told you what I thought the catchiest song was, you'd think I was a nut, so I won't tell you. It was from, remember the Little Rascals, the Argang comedies? When I was a kid, I watched this episode, and they sang a song on there. And a couple of months ago, I was talking to my brother about it, and the song came into my head. And since then, I cannot get it out. I know they call those earworms. This thing is just stuck in my head. There's no way to get it out. It's just there. Remember the Super Soaker? You ever have those when you were a kid, the Super Soaker? The guy who invented the Super Soaker water gun worked at NASA. He developed the stealth bomber. Okay. Just one step away from a Super Soaker to a bomb. Scientists created a new blood test that can predict if someone's going to die in the next 10 years. It's 80% accurate. That means we're on the way to a test that can tell how much longer you have to live. The question is, do you want to know? No. I don't want to know. All right, I do want to know. No, I don't want to know. Don't tell me. Wow. You know, I'm debating, do I want to know when I'm going to die? No, I don't want to know. How do you know if you're a strong person or not? Here are the 10 signs. Being able to admit when you're wrong. A lot of people can't do that. Having a positive attitude. Being honest even when it's tough. Speaking up when you think someone's being unfair. Standing up for the other people who are being mistreated. Apologizing when you're wrong. So not just admitting it, but you got to say you're sorry too. Being supportive. Being able to ask for help when you need it. Putting your problems aside to help others. And being patient. I am not patient at all. I'm not a patient person. My wife will attest to that. But I do ask for help all the time. I'm going to say, I can't do this. Could you help me? I do it like that. You know, I don't just ask. I kind of whine it out. I can't do this. I need help. That's the way I ask for help. I can't help it. That's the way I do it. All right. Did parents stop singing lullabies to their kids 30 years ago? Because a new poll found a lot of young parents today don't even know them well enough to sing them to their own kids. A poll of 2,000 parents, millennial parents, found only 55% of them, only 55% know all the words to Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. 53% know Baba Black Sheep. 51% know Row, Row, Row Your Boat. And 43% know Rockabye Baby. Oh, I know Rockabye Baby. On the treetop, when the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the bough breaks, the cradle will fall. Down will come Donald, cradle and all. Oh, see, I know that one. All right, cloudy right now, 16 degrees, partly sunny with a high near 19. About 1 to 2 inches of snow expected tonight. Really light, powdery kind. Lows around 12 tonight. All next week, highs in the mid to upper 30s. I love it. Packers at the 49ers in San Francisco, Saturday live on WRJN Radio. 5 p.m., 6:29. A Civic Media station, Hometown Radio, refreshed, WRJN 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM, Kenosha.
You're listening to News. news, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha. WRJN.
CBS News Brief. The misery from cold, snow, and ice continues. CBS's Carter Evans from Oregon's biggest city.
Many still don't have power in the Portland area. So far, 18 people have been treated at local emergency rooms for carbon monoxide poisoning. Firefighters say some had used generators and portable propane stoves inside.
The Republican presidential candidates making their cases to voters in Chile, New Hampshire, ahead of next week's primary. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
You talk to voters here, and no one really seems all that excited about their choices. Though when you talk to Trump supporters, they're obviously still very much endeared to him.
The U.S. conducts more strikes on Houthi rebel sites in Yemen. Pentagon correspondent David Martin.
A U.S. official says the strikes targeted Houthi launch sites in an attempt to preempt further attacks against commercial shipping.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is one step closer to letting gas stations and other businesses build their own electric vehicle chargers. A bill that passed the state Senate Tuesday would change Wisconsin regulations to allow it. The Senate also approved a nearly $80 million federal grant to cover most of the cost of building new EV chargers. About 15% of Wisconsin's children are obese. State lawmakers are introducing five bills to help kids slim down. One of them would require 180 minutes of physical activity in schools through eighth grade.
Our schools are already required to do PhyEd, but instead of focusing sheerly on the academic section, perhaps on what is tennis, we're going to actually get our kids playing tennis and moving as much as possible.
Representative William Penterman is a member of the Speaker's Childhood Obesity Task Force. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
What a win! The Green Bay Packers now face the San Francisco 49ers this Saturday night in California. Catch every play and score on the Packers Radio Network, locally in Racine, on WRJN 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM in Kenosha. 98Q Country in Park Falls and in Richland Center on WRCO 100.9 FM. The Packers against the 49ers this Saturday night. Pre-game at 5, kickoff 7:15. What a team! The Packers and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 20 for a high this afternoon. Wind will be north at 5 to 15. We're keeping an eye on a system that'll bring light snow tonight into tomorrow. We're looking at about 1 to 2 inches of accumulation. Our low down to 10 tonight. Tomorrow, some blowing snow with a high of 19. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
If you're looking forward to getting out on the bay or lake to ice fish or snowmobile, colder temperatures are here, but consider this.
Well, in a normal winter, starting sometimes Thanksgiving, ice starts to form. This year, we are a full 5-6 weeks behind our ice making.
That's Tom Derzwicki from Bayside Ice and Recovery in Suamico. He's been rescuing people and their trucks after falling through thin ice for more than 20 years.
The snow and the slush will cover up some bad spots. If you're on a pressure crack and you see snow and slush, you know, that crack, it appears to be maybe a foot, 2 feet wide, but on each side of that crack, you could have 10, 15 feet of bad ice on each side of that crack.
DNR officials say check with locals who know the conditions, but also know ice safety is never 100%.
Mother Nature doesn't care. If you're falling through, you're falling through.
300,000 people ice fish in Wisconsin. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport. News Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
try one more time to get this Genesis song on it. Yeah, okay, it works. 6:34 at WRJN Radio. Because he'll be traveling with the Packers tomorrow out in San Francisco, Mike Clemens, our sports aficionado, is here. And good morning, Mike. I think I woke you up. You're in Green Bay. Did I wake you up?
Yeah, but that's fine. You know.
Okay. Come up,
okay.
Yeah, you didn't wake me up. Okay.
No, we're all good.
So a few weeks ago, you told me three games and they're in the Super Bowl. Now it's two games and they're in the Super Bowl. Did people? They were not picking Green Bay to win this last game on Sunday, were they?
If you want to call me an expert, I would have told you in August. If they get a winning record, that's just going to be tremendous. 9-8. If they get to the other way around, like nine losses and eight wins, that's about what I expect. If it's below that, it's like, well, it's a young team. There's some areas on this team where they avoided, knock on wood, they did pretty good injury-wise, particularly on their defensive line. I would say most of the time for their linebackers, although their two starting inside linebackers have missed games on and off. Devondre Campbell, their veteran, missed several games this season again. He's come on strong. Matt LaFleur walked off the field with him. I was standing right there watching them walk in the locker room. And, he's welcome to have back Devondre Campbell, a veteran, big guy, a tough guy, but he's gone through ankle injuries and whatnot. So, the quarterback, I mean, Jordan Love has gotten through all these games and played well. A couple of receivers up and down. His best receiver, Christian Watson, was out for the last 6 or 7 weeks with a severe hamstring injury. And when he got back in the field the other day, the Cowboys kept on having to change some of their coverages because when he gets going, he's the tallest, fastest player on the field. And he opened up things for what turned out to be Romeo Doubs, who kept on catching passes underneath and moving the football, and 48 points they put up. It was jaw dropping how well they beat the Cowboys the other day.
Well, I can't take the tension, so I can't watch the whole game because I get too excited and I just can't take the tension anymore. I'm popping my heart pills and everything. So we're watching the game and it's 48 to, I think they were at that point, 48-24. And so I leave the room because, they got it. And my wife's watching the game. She goes, oh, no, a fight broke out. They're being penalized. I said, oh, no. And it happened a couple of times at the end. And then Dallas scored again. I said, oh, I can't take this tension. I just can't deal with this. The game's almost over. The chances of them actually getting above 48 points for Dallas, it was slim and none at that point. But still, it was too much tension when we got to that fourth quarter. The fighting and the penalties and the scoring by Dallas. I don't know.
You know what was weird, though, is that LaFleur, I think, you get to a point where you say, okay, we won the game, get my players off the field, my core players, because I don't want any injuries. I don't want to have, Jordan Love or Romeo Doubs twist an ankle in a wasted situation. We won the game. Why did you get him off? So they put in the backups. But, still a couple of minutes left. Now they're, got a 16-point lead, and he had to put some of those starters back in. And as it turned out, one of his number two tier linebackers, a guy named Kingsley Enagbare, nickname him JJ for whatever reason, with 4 minutes left, he got into a big pile, and he ended up suffering a torn ACL. So, and he's done, obviously, for these few games left, and probably it'll take him till next October or November before he can get back on the field. So those kinds of things do happen, but it was kind of weird. It was somewhat controversial that LaFleur, why did you take those starters off? Darned if you do and darned if you don't kind of a situation.
I heard you reporting this morning in sports about Mike McCarthy in Dallas.
They're going to keep him.
Yeah, but why would they think of getting rid of him?
There's a lot of these guys that they pull the trigger. The same thing happened to Doug Peterson, a former Packers backup quarterback during Favre, when he won the Super Bowl, and 2 years later he finds himself out of a job. The owner just thinks, all right, this is never going to happen again, and then and they pull the trigger. You know, Bill Parcells got fired by Jerry Jones. Jason Garrett, a longtime coach that he really enjoyed, ended up firing him. Now he's a commentator on TV. Wade Phillips, I was right there when that happened. They lost a game at Lambeau, and they were starting to have a losing season. And, you know, so these are guys. Wade Phillips, two or three years later, was a defensive coordinator for the Denver Broncos when Peyton Manning was out there, and I was interviewing him holding a Lombardi trophy. So, you know, Jerry, you know, that was such a bad performance. And the Jones family, you know, thought this is the best roster we've had in years, and the team wasn't ready to play for whatever reason. They just were not ready to play. They certainly got out-coached in that game. So, you know what? McCarthy's got 1 year left on his contract. So he's basically got one more swing at bat. I think the quarterback said it best. Dak Prescott was asked after the game, do you think your coach just got fired? And he said, no, if he did, then I got to go too. And that may be what the decision is if they don't get to a Super Bowl next year.
That's like having one bad ratings book in radio and you're out. That's never happened.
Oh, yeah, that's never happened. No.
Now here's
that's a great analogy, really. It's the same feeling.
The Arbitron numbers used to come out and said, well, time to pack my bags, hit the U-Haul, and move to another city.
Well, it's like, hey, I had a great show, but you know, the CDs kept skipping. I mean, come on.
You know, this never ceases to amaze me. Jordan Love now, people can find no wrong with him. They love him. All right, he's the greatest quarterback since the Packers ever had in there since, you know, whatever. Let him have one bad game. If they lose it to San Francisco, get rid of him. He shouldn't have been there. He's no good. People flip on a dime if you have one bad game.
You know, Aaron Rodgers once said, and I think it was so profound, sports is closer to politics than you think. And, you know, that was when, you know, you had a couple of, well, it was a former 49er, kneeling in a stadium, and everybody got all upset. Donald Trump called all the players a bunch of SOBs, and he used the full word in front of children at a rally.
I remember that.
Yeah, and, you know, I would also point out, like, yeah, there's one or two of these players that are kneeling during the national anthem, but there were every other player, the officials, and 78,000 fans, we were all standing with, you know, our hands over our heart during the national anthem. But you see, there's little things that seem to just tick people off, and that's what they tend to focus on. And so whether it happens in politics or in sports, you know, there's a lot of people that are addicted to anger, and they're looking for something to get ticked off. And I get comments like this all the time. And to me, it's just enjoy the game. You know, relax. It's just supposed to be a game. It's supposed to be entertaining. But there's some people that are constantly looking for something to tick them off. And how about if you're a first-round pick and you're 20 years old and you've worked very hard to be a good defensive lineman and, you know, you go to Iowa and you're playing for Kirk Ferentz, and all of a sudden the Green Bay Packers call during the draft and you get picked in the first round. And his name is Lucas Van Ness. I mean, this kid could not be more harder working, more talented, doing everything you need. Now he's a rookie and he's in the NFL. He just turned 21. As Rich Bisacci said, he's just a baby. I start getting stuff in the middle of the season. People say, you know, when's Lucas Van Ness ever going to show up? But this guy was a bust. Why did they pick him in the first draft? In the first round of the draft? And I'm like, are you kidding me? First of all, okay, there haven't been any injuries. They're doing really good at outside linebacker. Hell, they just paid Rashawn Gary over $100 million to be a pass rusher. And now they've got this injury, and this kid now in the last month, he's come on like a first-round pick. He's sacking quarterbacks. He's making huge plays. He made a key play to help win a game toward the end of a game a couple weeks ago on special teams when they tried to run a fake punt. He's going to be a good one. And, boy, you're going to see a lot more of them, too, on Saturday night in the playoff game because, you know, the number three, number four outside linebacker just suffered a torn ACL. So people, they're impatient, and they look for something to bicker about because it's more fun to be angry than to be a little patient.
So Aaron Rodgers, you mentioned his name. He's not playing anymore. Obviously, season's over for him. But I guess next year he'll play again. I know he's mouthing off on a lot of sports talk shows and so forth and getting in trouble. I guess he's just bored. I mean, he sat out the season, still got paid by the New York Jets after, what, four plays, I think it was, in game one of the season, and that was it for him. Also, you mentioned the draft a moment ago. The best movie I ever saw on football was Draft Day. Did you ever see that with Kevin Costner?
With Kevin Costner, you know, it's parts of it seem to be almost kind of silly, and then you start thinking to the last draft or two and realize, oh my gosh, I mean, some of those things are like what the Chicago Bears went through when they got Mitchell Trubisky. There's those kinds of tricks. And so, no, there's a lot more truth to that movie. Some people criticized it, but I think that's a great representation if you don't really know what exactly is going on behind the scenes on the NFL draft.
Yeah, it's a movie. It's meant to be entertaining. I mean,
yeah.
Okay, this is interesting, too. In 2028, at the Los Angeles Olympics, football is coming back. Flag football is coming back. I remember playing that in high school. Remember flag football? The reason the story was brought up was they want to make, some states want to make it rules that you can't do any tackle football for 12 and under because these kids are getting hurt. So they want to do flag football. And that is going to be an Olympic event in 2028 at the Los Angeles Olympics. Isn't that something? Remember flag football when you were a kid?
Oh, I sure do. I had not heard that. And you probably don't know that the Pro Bowl, where if, you know, you're an NFL football player and maybe your team didn't make it to the Super Bowl, maybe if it did, you wouldn't play in it. But the week before the Super Bowl, this used to be actually several weeks after the Super Bowl for many years, you're a Pro Bowler, and you get voted on, and, like, you're the best right guard. You're the best left tackle. So you would go to usually Hawaii and play in the Pro Bowl, but it got to be so lame. I mean, first of all, most of your players, like Aaron Rodgers, I guess, thank you for the honor. I'm not going. I'm not going to play in a football game and get hurt, a meaningless game.
Right.
They changed it to flag football.
Oh, did they?
A year ago. Yeah, they're going to do it again. And, you know, the Pro Bowl used to be pretty entertaining because, you know, it was basically sort of touch football with helmets and pads, but you got to see these all-star teams play. But it got so bad. I was down on the field for one about 10 years ago. And was great access, and it was a really nice setup. And then they got into all kinds of other kinds of formats to try and keep interest in the thing, but it never got ratings because people were pretty much football out by then.
Yeah, and
so now, they, you know, people, guys, players, they get a bonus if they get voted into the Pro Bowl, but now they fly and they do some sort of, I didn't even watch it. To tell you the truth, it sounds so stupid, and I'm busy getting ready to cover the Super Bowl then. I don't know what the flag football thing looked like, but I suppose I could look on YouTube, but that's what the Pro Bowl is going to be again this year.
They wear
the game of flag football.
They wear these belts with these two Velcro ribbons on the side. You pull one off,
yep.
And that's how you do it. Hey, Mike.
Just like high school.
Have a safe trip out to San Francisco. I'll be listening for your reports here on WRJN Radio, okay?
Thank you, Don. Have a good weekend.
You too, Mike. Be safe out there. Mike Clemens watching the Packers and all sports for us at WRJN Radio. It's 6:49. Stay right here. This is a Civic Media station. Hometown Radio. Refreshed at 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM.
Talk and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
To the big-hearted, the bold, the teachers, the growers, the builders, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go the distance to make a difference. We're volunteers, partners, communities, bringing our experience, joy, and passion to building a better world together. Are you looking for more? Then we are looking for you. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
At WRJN Radio. I want to thank you for joining us here this morning. We've got a special hour coming up in the next hour. Stay tuned for it. You're going to love it. We're talking with some really smart high school students, and you're going to love this show. Coming up at 7:06 this morning. Tell you more about it in just a few minutes. Let's check the news now from Stuart J. Waddles in our news center this morning. He's our news director, keeping an eye on these stories. After some areas of snow tonight, it'll get really cold again this weekend. Cold air will return with nearly zero or sub-zeros expected for Saturday and Sunday. However, temperatures are set to rise quickly on Sunday night into Monday, reaching the 20s and eventually the 30s next week. There's a potential for rain next week. Pleas of not guilty were put in yesterday in Racine County Court for the 41-year-old Burlington woman facing serious charges related to sexual abuse of a child. The allegations were made. Carrie Hughes has been accused of initiating sexual contact with a 12-year-old boy. The alleged incidents took place late last year. Hughes has pleaded not guilty to all the charges and has been bound over to stand trial. Bail conditions have been put in place that forbids contact with minors and an exception for her own kids. The woman who tried to abduct a woman in Waukesha County allegedly tried to take her by force. The 40-year-old victim was approached by a 37-year-old suspect on Monday outside the Beer Depot in Pewaukee. He's accused of picking her up off the ground and attempting to carry her off to his car. She resisted and was able to escape. The suspect is found and taken into custody at his home. Two other people don't seem to know each other and no motive is known. You'll need to stream to watch the home team. You'll likely need an Amazon subscription in order to watch the Brewer games this season. With the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporting that a deal has apparently been reached between Amazon and Diamond Sports. As Diamond Sports files for bankruptcy, Amazon is anticipated to purchase a small portion of the business. Both the precise price and the quantity of the games can be viewed on Amazon and have not been made public yet. Stuart J. Waddles in our news center watching those stories and more throughout the day today. And by the way, you don't have to pay to keep on top of the Brewers. Starting this year, WRJN will be the home of the Milwaukee Brewers. We'll have the Bucks, the Badgers, the Packers, and the Brewers. Everything you can want right here at WRJN Radio, a hometown radio station just for you. Hometown Radio Refreshed. For today, partly sunny with a high near 18 degrees. 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight. Lows around 12. Chance of snow. Highs near 17 tomorrow. Saturday, sunny with a high near 16. Sunny Sunday with a high near 20. All next week, highs will be in the mid to upper 30s with a chance of rain Never thought you'd hear that word again, huh? Right now, again, cloudy and 16 degrees. Packers will be at San Francisco to play the 49ers in a divisional playoff game. Two more to go to get to the Super Bowl. They got to win this one. You'll hear the game live from San Francisco Saturday at 5 p.m. on WRJN Radio. Hey, planning a trip to Oklahoma? There's a town in Oklahoma panhandle named Hooker. Their slogan is, it's a location, not a vocation. I like that. I wonder if that's on the license plates. In dental news, researchers at Penn are working on tiny nanobots that will clean your teeth for you. You'll never have to brush again. In space news, China promised not to take over the moon and claim it as their own. The head of NASA had expressed concerns. Can you do that? Because we were there first, but I don't think we can claim the moon as our very own. Is it weird to call your in-laws mom and dad like they're your own? You know, I'm parents. According to a new survey, it's not weird. That's how 27% of married people do it. Calling them by their first names is the most popular, though. I did that when I first got married, and I didn't know how to refer to my in-laws. It was very odd for me. The first several meetings, I just looked at them, and when they looked at me, I started talking. I didn't say anything until they looked at me. Then I just, you know, started the conversation. And so I had a talk with them one day, and I said, I'm going to have to call you by your first name. I can't do the mom and dad thing. It's not going to work with me. They said, no, that's fine. And that's who I referred to them. My first wife we're talking about. And she referred to my parents, too, as their first names. I just couldn't do the mom and dad thing. A lot of people can. They have no problem with that. I think my sister-in-law called my mom and dad. Mom and dad. I found it very difficult to do that. Hey, just a quick reminder. At Hospice Alliance, they collaborate with their patients and their loved ones on goals, seeking to add more life to days. The Hospice Alliance team helps people with life-limiting illness live each day with dignity, comfort, and hope. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org. A 90-year-old woman in England who has dementia was starting to need constant care, and her family didn't know how they were going to pay for it until someone realized a painting above her bed was worth a fortune. It's called The Depiction of the Madonna and Child. It's from the 15th century, recently sold at auction, worth $300,000. Let's see what else we have for you here this morning. A study found eating a tiny bit of dark chocolate before a meal can help you lose weight by suppressing your appetite so you eat fewer calories. Somehow I don't believe it. It's like eating candy before you eat. I don't know if that's going to work with me. A study at Ohio State found that more dogs in your neighborhood equals less crime. That's just not just because your dog is scaring off burglars. It's also because you are. See, dog walkers basically have the same effect as neighborhood watch groups patrolling the streets. I didn't walk my dog at night, though. I walked my dog during the daytime. Because I didn't want any crime happening to me. Odd but true, the stickers on fruit and vegetables are edible. Bet you didn't know that. Yep, they're edible. And you got to wash them prior to eating. It's recommended. The glue used for them is regulated by the FDA. So it's safe to eat. Who would have thunk it? Well, that's skipping, so that's not going to happen. Okay, we got to throw out that CD player. That ain't going to work. So, all right, coming up, we have a special guest coming to our studio. We'll explain the whole thing to you coming up in just a few moments here at WRJN Radio. Partly sunny with a high near 18 degrees today, 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight, lows around 12. Cloudy, chance of snow with a high near 17 tomorrow. Sunny Saturday with a high near 16. Sunny on Sunday with a high near 20. All next week, highs will be in the mid to upper 30s with rain expected. That's kind of nice. Whoever thought you'd be waiting for rain? But we are. All right. What else do we have for you here? Packers against the 49ers. We talked about that Saturday at 5 p.m. here at WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. Stay right where you are. More coming up at WRJN.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 a.m. and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
A psychological thriller that unravels into a clever, calculated mystery. Dial M for Murder. Continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Tony marries Margot for her money and is named heir of her estate. He creates the perfect crime by blackmailing an old acquaintance to murder her. When the would-be killer ends up dead by Margot's hand, Tony works to frame his wife as the plot weaves a tangled web full of deception and danger. Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.